soon afterwards, an even younger and arguably hipper gunslinger came to join the posse, though Danny Baker was originally employed in a less glamorous capacity.
They thought, you know, well, hang on, how come you don't write for the paper? And I was kind of, you know, deflecting. Oh, no, I don't want to write for the paper. I'm happy answering the phone to you, you know. And I was good friends with everyone on the paper. And in the end, they said, why don't I go and, you know, just review this film? Did. And then in the end, I had to give up reception because I was taking too much time to go on tour with groups and stuff. And the other two women who was out in reception, Val and Fiona, sort of really got the hump with me being away all the time. So much so that once I was away with me and doing the blockheads, and I was only supposed to be away 3 days, but Cosmo and even the band were good friends of mine, they said, no, stick around. So I was away for 2.5 weeks, and I was terrified about going back to the NME, and I got half a tennis ball, and literally cut a tennis ball in, or a rubber ball, and put it on my ankle and taped it up. And when I walked in, I hobbled into reception, and they were glaring at me, you know, because their eyes could have opened an oyster at 60 paces. And as I went in, I said, well, you've heard, have you? What happened to me? No. I said, oh, and I had to wear that convincingly for a week until the, quote, swelling went down. So I was so terrified of the two other women on reception. But then I thought I'd better do this full time, and they gave me a job on the staff. It's hard to imagine now that kind of era when music was still underground, and there was nowhere else to go. And if you wanted to be part of this secret society, because that's what it was, and that's what made it more delicious, this hip speaking, if you don't get the references, we're not going to explain them, miss an issue and you won't get next week's issue, that kind of elitist but delicious, which is what people want from pop music. Nobody wants it to be understood and everywhere. There was a lot more respect and mystery about rock groups then, and there's nothing easier than, you know, throwing a little rock at that kind of thing. That's what the NME did.